I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. Of the 14 candidates for seats on the Juneau Assembly and Board of Education this year, one person has a remarkable lead in fundraising. This candidate appears to have raised more money than all of the other local candidates combined. According to her latest campaign finance report, Juneau Assembly candidate Barbara Wahla Gadak Blake has raised just shy of $25,000. About half comes from Alaskans who don't live in Juneau. It includes current and former state legislators, Alaska Native leaders, Anchorage Assembly members, and a lot of former co-workers from her time in Governor Bill Walker's administration. Walker donated too. Blake says she is blessed to have a strong network. She says Walker held a fundraiser for her over Zoom early on.
We had over 40 people show up to that fundraiser, and every single one of them, they essentially just went around the room and just talked about how much they appreciated me and believed in me. I was crying like a baby through the whole process because I was overwhelmed. It was a beautiful moment.
The scale of her campaign finances is more typical of a competitive statehouse race than for Juneau Assembly.
You know, traditionally BIPOC people don't raise as much as white people do in these races. And then my numbers just went through the roof and I was like, well, you know, maybe you're just an exception.
Blake is Haida, Clinkett, and Atna Athabaskan. A lot of the money is going toward campaign signs. She says they've been popular, she thinks in part because of the attractive design by local artist Ricky Tagaban.
So many people are like, I want a sign. So many people want the giant signs. And I'm like, those are crazy expensive. They're almost $400 a sign. I'm sure I could have gotten it cheaper, but I really wanted to support Juneau business. And those are printed here in Juneau.
Blake has two opponents in the District 1 Assembly race, Paul Kelly and Troy White-Smith. Kelly says Blake's campaign cash gives her advantage with staff, signs, and last-minute outreach. But Kelly says he may have made up for it by starting his campaign early, putting in time at events, and pounding the pavement.
However, I'm playing the long game. I've knocked on over 1,200 doors so far, and I continue to knock on doors. I think it's anyone's guess as to whether that gives her an advantage overall.
Troy White-Smith is mostly self-funding his campaign. He says it's been difficult to build a team as a relative newcomer to Juneau and with a campaign focused on mental health issues. He says without the previous government experience that Blake and Kelly have, people may think he's unqualified.
You know, that's not the case at all. I mean, you've seen this all around the country of Ilhan Omar, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. It's not about who has the most experience or the whatever you deem are the best qualifications. It's about who has a great voice who can listen to the people and, you know, push Juneau in a forward direction.
Many candidates for local office never intend to raise or spend more than $5,000 combined. State law says if you stay under that threshold, just file a letter saying so and you're mostly finished with disclosures for the season. That's what all but one of the candidates for the Juneau Board of Education did. Will Jordan V. Sangster is the exception. Sangster is past due to file paperwork with the state agency that serves as the clearinghouse for campaign finances. Sangster did not respond to requests for comment and may be subject to fines. Juneau's local election is being held by mail. Ballots should have arrived in local mailboxes last week. Ballots must be dropped off or postmarked no later than October 5th. Ballots are also available in person at city vote centers through October 5th. And a quick disclosure, two members of KTOO's board of directors are among Barbara Wahla Gadak Blake's campaign donors. The board isn't involved in daily newsroom decisions. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.